Queen's speech, nothing for workers, build the fight back against high price, low pay. Hell, Josh Asker, Socialist Party National Committee. This Tory government of the rich is preparing for the next parliamentary session, as the socialist goes to press. A member of the royal family will make a speech, and the government will outline its planned legislation for the next term. What will be missing is any real measures to address the cost of living crisis and the biggest hit to living standards since the 1950s. Instead, Boris Johnson will serve up regurgitated guff about leveling up and so-called Brexit freedoms, attempting to divert our attention. One way Johnson is responding to the cost of living crisis is by preparing for some of its consequences, youth and working class resistance. That's why the government will try again to get more anti-protest legislation past the House of Lords. During the 2019 general election, in an attempt to paint themselves as a party for workers, the Tories promised an employment bill to tackle inequality in the workplace. The Queen's speech in 2019 declared, "An employment bill will enhance workers' rights, supporting flexible working, extending unpaid carers' entitlement to leave and ensure workers keep their hard-earned tips," and promised £1 billion to fund more high-quality childcare. The fact that none of this is close to coming into being proves that any promises made in this Queen's speech should also be taken with a mountain of salt. Government-commissioned research in 2016 found that three-quarters of pregnant women and new mothers face discrimination at work. The government was urged to take urgent action then. It still hasn't. Broken promises. Low-paid hospitality workers were promised 5 years ago that legislation would be introduced to stop employers stealing their tips. Things still haven't changed in that time. Waiting staff have lost an estimated £10,000 each, according to Unite the Union. Employers will not be obliged to report the ethnicity pay gap or give flexible working to those with caring responsibilities. The fact is, the Tory government's number one priority is to make Britain a profitable place for big business to invest. Protecting workers' rights is at odds with this, and that is why it will not introduce any meaningful legislation. TUC General Secretary Francis O'Grady responded, "Tinkering around the edges with feeble statutory codes is not going to rein in unscrupulous employers. We need proper legislation for that." What she doesn't mention is the role that trade union organization in the workplace plays in challenging the bosses, or the need for working-class political representation. The TUC has called a national demonstration in London on the 18th of June to demand an end to the cost of living crisis. This is a good start, but it must be prepared for by mobilizing workers in every workplace and by organizing subsidized transport. To truly show workers' strength, a mass demonstration in June must be used as a stepping stone towards coordinated strike action for a pay rise.